Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is time for the spillover. Chris Rapp joins us as his Broncos have selected Bo Nix to be their next quarterback of choice. Rapp, you seem optimistic. Now, this is a thing, though. We've seen that no matter the circumstances, you are very positive toward what the Broncos do. This was not entirely seen as a good thing or a good pick for the Broncos. Are you, where do you stand on that pick last night by Denver, your beloved team?
Before the draft, if you'd have told me, I'd be like, I don't know, kind of lukewarmish to it. But then when the draft or when the pick happens, you're like, well, he's a Bronco now. He got his support. But then you go and you kind of open up the book on him. And I was like, I guess I'm impressed. Like his accuracy, he set the NCAA record with over 77% passing percentage. And people are like, well, it's a product of the offense, running a lot of bubble screens and stuff like that. But Sean Payton said in his press conference last night, he told his analytics team to go through and take out all those bubble passes, all the screen passes, and he just wanted to see the percentages of when he drives the ball downfield. And his percentages doing that are just as good. His third down conversion rate.
Okay.
So,
I like the pick.
And he's...
Yeah, Sip liked the pick.
And he's bigger than what I thought he was. For some reason, I had it in my mind that he was like 5'10".
No.
He's 6'2", 216, I think.
He draws comparisons to Drew Brees, but he's 6'2". So he's kind of like Drew Brees. He doesn't have a super strong arm. That's the knock on him.
Yeah, well, they said it's stronger than what it shows. At first, they said they compared him to Tua, and I went, oh, no.
Because, oh, thanks. Thank you.
Well, he's just got no arm strength. But he's got, I think.
Wow. Is that true?
I think
Tyreek's gotten open plenty of times for him.
He just can't get the ball
stride, no, in stride deep balls have been hit to Waddle and
except when it's cold out.
Okay, it's cold out. Sorry, Raph. It's negative 45 degrees.
I want to address something away from the NFL draft you guys will be fascinated by.
Okay.
You'll be fascinated by this. This is one of the most interesting quotes I've seen from Nick Saban. I'm sorry, Raph.
Oh, this is a good one.
You know what I'm talking about.
I think so.
On ABC talking about the Toledo cornerback,
yep.
Quinyon Mitchell. This is Nick Saban, the former Alabama coach, on TV, live TV, talking about, did you see this, Jake? Talking about the Toledo cornerback, Quinyon Mitchell. This is Nick Saban openly admitting that they tampered, and really tampered. He said, this is quoting Nick Saban, he was our number one guy in the portal last year to try to get him to come out of the portal. And he would never get in the portal. So he wasn't even in the portal. She was trying to get him in the portal.
But was he tampering? I think it kind of be construed as if he went in the portal, that would be the number one guy that he would
take. If a guy's not in the portal and you're talking to him, it's tampering.
I agree with
but
that.
Was he talking to him? I think was he just waiting for him to go in the portal? They thought if he would go in the portal.
This makes it sound like he was talking to him.
He was talking
to him. To try to get him to come out. Well, you're right, Raph. He has an out here.
Yeah. He has an out where he can be like, if he would have went in the portal, he was our number one guy. Because I'm assuming now.
Hold on, though. He says we could never get him in the portal.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I think they're trying to pull him into the portal.
I'd be interested to know.
Fella. Yeah.
Come on, little fella.
Jump in there.
We got some money for you.
Think of this,
a lot
though.
Of money.
How many schools with all, you know, the analytics workers and the people like that now, how many schools go through and look at these mid-major teams and be like, you got to probably have a file on these players on people that you think might hit the portal.
100.
So then when they do hit the portal, you have you then you know to go after them or not. So I would guess there is a there's a list of, you know, the MAC schools and their players, and it's like, well, if he hits the portal, we gotta, you know, have some sort of recruitment on him. So yeah, it's a weird world of college football.
Yeah, it's really weird. It's really weird. But anyway, good point. And he hasn't, you're right though. Saban hasn't out. He hasn't.
Well, he don't care now anyway.
Do people even care? This is what I was going to ask you guys. Do you even care that they're tampering?
We just expect it. It's just been a part of the process forever, right?
Part of the process forever?
I mean, a long time. Tampering has been around for a long time.
Well, since the portal.
And the players, I think probably before the portal, a little bit, to a certain extent.
Yeah. And the players talk too. So if there was a guy who played, you know, high school ball with them, I'm sure they shot him a text and like, hey, you have to hit the portal, you know, maybe give Alabama a chance.
I don't know how much it was going on that people are just outwardly recruiting off other people's rosters. I don't know how
that's
much
kind that was of going kind on. Of new, I would think.
I think that's kind of new. Maybe not.
Obviously not as much back then as it is now, but I do think there was, probably to a certain extent that was happening a little bit.
But I remember the old days where
everyone, can't be too naive
when a player committed, for the most part, it was like, well, before you're at Nebraska, you know, now like a player commits, you're like, well, maybe we can get 2 years.
I mean, the reason why it's increased, obviously, Jake, and the reason I'm a little surprised by what you're saying is because back then, before the portal, it wasn't automatic that a player could transfer. You know,
you had to sit out a year.
First of all, you had to sit out a year, and sometimes you wouldn't be able to get a release to certain schools. It was much different.
Yeah.
Raph remembers it because we're older. It was harder. I mean, it was really big news, and it was partially big news because it wasn't that easy. You had to get a release from the coach, and sometimes that didn't happen.
I don't think you could play in the Big 8 school or couldn't play in the conference. You
couldn't play within the conference.
And then I think Nebraska had first right of refusal. So, like, Coach Osborne, I remember he would look at the schedule and be like, well, do we play this team coming up? And,
Oh, yeah, there'd be a lot of that going on. You're right. Anyway.
So, well, NFL draft continues today. Rounds 2 and 3 in Detroit. Rounds 4 through 7 tomorrow. Spring game tomorrow, Memorial Stadium, 11 o'clock will be the kickoff for that. We'll have our pregame show here from 8 to 11 a.m. Sponsored by, Raph, like this, Elway Power Sports of Lincoln, sponsoring our pregame show tomorrow. Title sponsor. So tune in from 8 to 11. Also have postgame for that. And this is from Bill. You know, we mentioned Score One Smoking a lot on this broadcast. Apparently, they're serving pork loin sandwiches for 375 people at Landmark Implement today.
Hello.
Pork loin sandwiches.
How about that? Chris, doing big things out there in Holdridge.
That sounds good.
We're doing big things. So, enjoy the spring game. We will talk to you on Monday. For Steve Sipple and Bill Bush, I am Jake Sorensen. The Drive is next. We'll see you on Monday.
Save big on brunch for Mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.